Nothing Says Tough Like a Tutu by Julie. Growing up, I was unaware that the people around me were contributing to my sense of womanness. However, as I aged, I became increasingly aware of instances in which others tried to influence me and shape who I would become. I was forced to accept or reject ideas others had of what it means to be a woman. Throughout my life, I learned that a woman should be athletic, strong, and intelligent. Others have suggested that a woman should possess feminine qualities and stay at home to cook, clean, and take care of the kids. While I do not agree with everything I have been told, what I do believe to be the most important is that a woman is equal to a man. Throughout my childhood, I was encouraged to play sports and participate in extracurricular activities. This began at the age of 3 when I was enrolled in ballet. I absolutely loved this traditionally feminine sport. My dad, on the other hand, did not. So about the age of 5, he decided that I needed to toughen up and enrolled me in karate. This endeavor only lasted a few years. While ballet became my favorite thing to do, karate became my least favorite thing to do. I remember being put in the front row of the dancer teams because I was one of the best dancers in my class. In fact, I used to boss other girls around if they didn't know a dance routine because, of course, I knew them all. I participated in countless dance recitals, tutus and all, and even got cast in the Nutcracker as a bonbon and a soldier. On the other hand, I hid out in the back of the studio in karate classes and constantly told the teacher I had to use the bathroom just so I could sneak away. I looked at the clock and watched the seconds pass as I waited for each and every class to be over. I watched all the boys in disgust at their excitement to essentially beat each other up. Needless to say, I only got as far as an orange belt, only 2 belts up from the very beginning belt. While my dad pushed me to be a karate kid, I had it in my head that I was going to become a prima ballerina when I grew up. My obsession with ballet continued up until about 6th grade. This is when my parents encouraged me to join the track team. I soon began to compete in the 200-yard hurdles and the mile run. This relatively gender-inclusive sport became my new obsession. I loved practicing with the boys and participating in the exact same workouts as they did. It was no surprise to my parents that in high school, I joined cross country. With my parents' constant encouragement, I stuck with the sport all 4 years of high school and ran on varsity every single year. I loved feeling as if I was a part of something greater than myself. It became my sport. I realized that participating in track provided me with a nice balance between being too rough and being too fanciful. In the end, being athletic and participating in extracurricular activities became essential to my gender expression. Experiences in my life taught me that a woman should be strong both physically and mentally. My dad taught me that a woman does not cry from physical pain. During the brief time I played basketball, an impressive 2 seasons, I sprained my ankle badly in the middle of a game. I got it taped up and went back in to finish what I had started. When I began to run, my ankle screamed out in pain and I began to cry. My dad immediately took me out of the game where he yelled at me and told me once again that I needed to toughen up. He told me, "Real girls don't cry," and ended up playing 2 more games on the sprained ankle. When the games were over, I unwrapped my ankle and looked down to see a black and blue softball. Enduring physical pain was a side of womanhood I chose to accept. I liked the idea that no one could stop me, no matter how bad he or she hurt me. I was strong. I learned this lesson yet again in a karate grappling match. I grappled this fierce boy with a buzz cut and jagged brown eyes. He was taller than me and did not like the fact that he had to grapple against a girl. When we got onto the mat and the match had started, he began to clobber me and pull my long, lush hair. I cried out in pain as he tried to get me to the ground. He continued to pull my hair harder and harder. I remember feeling strands of hair being forced out of my head. As I tried helplessly to keep my body up, a saying my dad always said to me popped into my head. "Think you can, think you can't. Either way, you'll be right." When I remembered this saying, a surge of anger rushed through me. I looked at this mean boy right in his eyes and grabbed a hold of his buzz cut. I grabbed those tiny little hairs so hard he screamed out in pain. I yanked harder and harder on those tiny little hairs until he let go of my hair. I then began to push him to the ground until I had him pinned down. I ended up winning the match. This mental strength became pertinent to my womanhood. I ultimately agree with what my parents taught me. As a woman, I should foster determination, persistence, and an untouchable inner strength. My family taught me that a woman should possess intelligence. In my house, bad grades were not an option. My parents always made sure my homework was done and would help me with anything I had questions on. I was told as a child that I was just as capable, if not more capable, than a man, especially when it came to my grades. My dad even used to tell me that I should find a man who liked me based on my smarts rather than my looks. My dad believed if I used my brain, any goal or dream I had was within reach. I embraced this trait fully. I achieved straight A's up through high school. I set curves for tests in my statistics and English classes and wound up with a whopping 4.3 GPA. In fact, my English teacher told me that I must not have a life because my grades were so impressive. I loved learning and wanted to be the best. I now associate intelligence as part of being a woman. I believe having intelligence allows me to prove myself in many situations and showcase my capabilities. People in my life taught me that a woman should fulfill the roles of a typical housewife. One day at church, my Sunday school teacher taught a lesson to the class about how women should submit to men and be obedient at all times. Her lesson was based on a Bible verse from Timothy, which states, "Women should listen and learn quietly and submissively. I do not let women teach men or have authority over them. Let them listen quietly. For God made Adam first, and afterward he made Eve. And it was the woman, not Adam, who was deceived by Satan, and sin was the result. But women will be saved through childbearing and by continuing to live in faith, love, holiness, and modesty." I looked around the white walls of the classroom, disgusted, patiently waiting for a Bible verse about what a man should do for a woman. It never came. After the class was over, my friend and I went to her mom to tell her about what we had learned. Because neither my friend nor I were brought up to believe this way, her mom immediately sat down and found a new Bible verse for us. This verse was taken from Proverbs. It reads, "A wife of noble character is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." My friend's mom pointed out that while this verse does still talk about the typical housewife role, it denotes a woman as strong, intelligent, hardworking, full of wisdom and kind. We were much happier with this verse and the message her mom gave us. This homemaker view was reinforced as a child because I lived by a Mormon church. While I was not Mormon myself, I hung out with many Mormon girls. These girls believed from a very young age and constantly told me that when they grew up, they would care for their child and husband. These girls believed this to be their number one priority. While I dreamed of being anything but a stay-at-home mom, these girls dreamed of being the perfect mother who cooked, cleaned, and took care of her husband and kids. I chose not to accept this idea of womanhood. I did not want to be obedient or submissive. I wanted to be more than that. From a young age, my mom taught me that little girls like to dress up like princesses. She always dressed me in flower, pink, and frilly dresses. My favorite of these dresses was a baby pink dress that had two frogs in the middle of it. She always put big bows in my hair and encouraged me to keep it long. I ate it up and added extras of my own, including neon pink nail polish, fake pearls, and ruby red lipstick. In fact, I enjoyed dressing in girly stuff so much that one Halloween I shocked my parents by deciding not to be a Disney princess. This was only because my sister wanted to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast for Halloween. Being the copycat I was, I also wanted to be Belle, but my sister told me no. I then decided to be the next closest thing to Belle, the Beast. The night of Halloween, I was grumpy and upset about the costume I chose. I dreaded each and every second, scowling the whole entire Halloween over my manly costume, while others said how cute I looked. Over the years, I've become more relaxed about my looks. In the end, I chose to accept this part of being a woman for the most part. I am still the girl who loves makeup, bows, and dresses, but I also don't mind walking out the door makeupless and sweats in a t-shirt with unbrushed hair. The last thing I learned growing up is that a woman is equal to a man. As a child, I decided I wanted to be president of the United States. Instead of telling me that a girl couldn't handle running the country, my father encouraged this idea and told me that I should become the first woman president. He loved the fact that I wanted to be president and never once told me that I wasn't capable. In fact, I don't ever think it crossed his mind. During my brief basketball phase, my parents made me join a co-ed basketball team where I was the only girl. They wanted me to prove to myself that I was just as good as anyone, including the boys. While practices consisted of a lot more physical contact and push-ups than I was used to, I eventually became one of them, even though I had long hair and breasts. Thus, when I got to high school and started to hang out with more boys, I never felt inferior. I constantly outcompeted them in sports and school. I did just as I was taught. I joined in and proved myself. Today, I am the girl who wears a dress with spandex underneath and cleats on my feet. I am always ready to join in a game of any sport, no matter what gender is playing. I still love wearing makeup and dressing up fancy, but I also believe I am more than just a pretty face. I am strong, hardworking, and am equivalent to any man. I will choose not to be a housewife when I grow up and will continue to work as hard as I can in the area of academics. I am determined to be the strongest person I can, and I will always believe, without a doubt, that everyone is equal regardless of their race, sexual orientation, or in this case, gender. While I know my gender expression is not complete, I will continue to accept or reject aspects of what people teach me about womanhood. I will always define what it means to be a woman for myself. Thanks to my parents, no one will ever have that power over me.